History Con stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Last night, Region 1 Board of Education held a lengthy executive session regarding executives and, of course, the administration, and they have decided to put off until September any consideration of an extension of a two-year contract for Region 1 Superintendent Pam Vogel. Here's how the announcement was made after the lengthy executive session last night at the high school.
Region 1 board meeting, special meeting for June 25th is brought back into session.
Doug has a motion for us.
I make a motion that we consider the superintendent's request for extension of her contract.
We're going to defer.
To be deferred.
To be deferred until September.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Annulment? Abstentions? Annulments. Good God, I'm tired. I'd entertain a motion, please, to adjourn.
The Kent Library has received a dozen laptops from Kent Center School. In early June, the library director, Sarah Marshall, contacted Kent Center School asking if they'd be willing to loan the library some laptops for educational purposes. 7th and 8th grade students at the school are loaned laptops for their exclusive use during the school year. After double-checking, the principal of Kent Center School, Michelle Mott, said they had just upgraded and had 12 older but good-quality laptops that they would be happy to give the library. The laptops are in excellent condition and are already loaded with software. The Kent Memorial Library's mission, of course, is to enrich the lives of individuals in the community, providing materials, programs, and services to encourage reading, learning, and imagination. You can join the Office of Health Strategy at a community forum hosted by Save Charlotte Hospital. OHS Community Outreach staff will discuss the agency's mission and statewide health strategy body, explain the Certificate of Need regulatory process and the state's online information portal, and answer questions related to the recent Charlotte Hospital acquisition. This is a great opportunity for community members throughout the tri-state region to discuss healthcare issues facing the state and region. It'll run from 4 to 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Kent Parks and Recreation Summer Concert Series opens up with Tobias and Heather at 6 o'clock at Kent Town Hall. The concert is free of charge. In Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning Commission is set to meet at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. 8th Annual Sunset Music Series rolls on in Canaan at the Canaan VFW, Bahama Mamas, and the Painkillers. It runs from 7 to 9, live music, food, vendors, car, and motorcycle crews. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield will present the Swedish folk quintet Jaharev. Doors open at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Refreshments also will be served. Details at 413-229-2357. Dewey Hall is a 501c3, not for profit. In Cornwall on the 28th at 4:30, there'll be a discussion on Homer's Odyssey at the Cornwall Library at 7 o'clock. Water, septic info meeting at Cornwall Consolidated School. Let Them Eat Cake 2019, Friday from 5:30 till 7:30. Cocktails, live auction at 6:15 to 7:15 at the Sharon Historical Society in Sharon. Advance tickets, $45 at the door, 55-860-364-5688. Ghost Lit Repertory Theater presents Tony Award-winning play Peter and the Starcatcher. Performances taking place at St. James Place in Great Barrington, June 26th, 27th, and 28th at 8 p.m. Two shows at 2 and 8 p.m. on June 29th and a Sunday 1 p.m. matinee June 30th. Tickets can be had by logging into ghostlitrep.com. On Saturday from 6:30 till 8:30 at Sharon Audubon, it's the Audubon Paint and Sip, where you can explore your creative side and paint and sip a relaxing social evening. You'll learn to paint the center's resident red-tailed hawk on a 16 by 20 canvas as she poses live. Adults and older children are welcome. $38 per person includes all painting materials, snacks, and a donation to the Sharon Audubon Center. Participants wishing to sip must provide their own drinks, BYOB. You don't have to be an artist to join the fun. Register for more information at 413-205-8346. The Bidwell House Museum on Ott School Road in Monterey invites you to their second annual Open Mic Festival on Sunday from 12 noon to 4. Lucky Five will perform live to round out the day's events. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 11.40 to 26,536.82 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7909.97, and the S&P 500 at 2913.78. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.